This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
One hour away from Pudge's Pals for the first time ever on this radio show. So we will get to meet today's pal when he or she gets here with their friends from the shelter. And hopefully we will be able to find, thanks to you, a forever home for Pudge's Pal this morning at 9. But right now, Courtney, and today's news.
And there is some breaking news this morning. Just it may impact your morning commutes. A water main break has shut down part of Tremont Street this morning. Okay. Traffic is impacted in the area of 791 Tremont and Lower Roxbury due to the water main break. This is the second time this week in that area. So just be safe out there. 24-year-old Yandri Hernandez, a Somerville man, is accused of attacking a 15-year-old girl in the bathroom of the Museum of Science last Sunday.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom. This is literally one of my worst fears. The girl told police that she entered the bathroom alone on the first floor. She went into the stall, and when she exited the stall, she was going to go wash her hands. Felt somebody come up behind her, put their hand over her mouth.
From another stall?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She was able to start screaming and got away from him as he tried to restrain her. Her friend was outside. They were able to get police. They were able to get him.
We can
hear from an area resident speaking on Boston 25.
For me, it's not that big of an issue. But I think especially for women and non-male people, it's... Yeah, it can be scary, especially in a museum. Like, you wouldn't expect something like this.
Yeah. Mm.
Really, really scary.
You shouldn't expect it anywhere, but, disturbing.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Lock them up.
100%.
Lock them up.
Yep. A hurricane update. The death toll has risen to 12 after Hurricane Milton and has left at least 3 million without power. President Biden spoke about the aftermath, and he did want to make one thing clear.
Claims are getting even more bizarre. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Georgia, is now saying the federal government is literally controlling the weather. We're controlling the weather. It's beyond ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's got to stop.
That is ridiculous. It's not the government. It's Elon Musk that controls the weather.
I feel like Curtis is staying very quiet on this one. You have been down a conspiracy rabbit hole recently.
Have you, Curtis, on the weather stuff?
What? Not in a million years.
Right.
Why? If we controlled it, why would we have it hit people?
Yeah, I know. It's wild.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is a freaking nutcase.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Chris was right. Everybody was wrong this week. That's more of a way to say it.
And do you guys want to...
If we could, though... What would you want? Would you want all...
sunshine all the time?
Really?
Yep.
You don't enjoy the fall weather and the... I mean, I guess...
I like spring weather. So what are you saying? What are you telling me? Asking me temperature?
Well, you don't like a little snow at Christmas?
Nah,
who doesn't like snow at Christmas?
You don't. You go to Florida.
Yeah. No, I know. Uh-uh. I stay around here for Christmas Day and then sometimes go on a trip or something.
No, I'm good with the snow.
I need snow. In order to feel like I'm in a Christmas mood, yeah. I need a little bit of... I need
a little
winter,
dusting,
a little winter wonderland.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah,
in the fall, like I get emotional in the fall, like the trees changing. It's so gorgeous.
Get emotional.
I do.
Foliage makes you cry.
Well, there's a tree in Medal of Honor Park, Curtis, that's so bright red that I see it and it actually takes my breath away.
I wish I could see color, but
give me sunny and 80 degrees every day.
No, that's so boring.
Here's where, Greg, I agree. Like, my mom, they're in Florida, and she wants to come home for Christmas because she wants to feel it that way. But if you live here, I would, like, people say going to Florida or a warm place for Christmas removes any of the, it's better.
Yeah.
You take nice walks. It's not cold. You're not falling on ice.
Yeah, and it doesn't linger forever and mess your car up, and it's still 3 months later, and we still got, you know, piles of snow everywhere.
I don't want to trigger you, Curtis, but we have not had snow on Christmas for a long, long time. Mm.
Well, I'm telling you right now, what's today's date? October 11th?
Yes.
White Christmas.
You're calling for a white Christmas?
All right.
I mean, it will be in the seaport regardless.
Put that down on your spreadsheet, Courtney.
All right.
When it comes to Curtis's predictions.
Sorry, Wiggy.
No, it's all right.
October 11th. Happy birthday to Dating Show Mary. It's her birthday today.
All right.
Okay. And would you guys like to do another, like, hurricane influencers in the news?
Sure.
All right. Well, Shime has a streamers in the news open.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now it's time for streamers in the news on the Greg Hill Show. Greg Hill Show.
Sean, you get very excited about this, being a wannabe streamer.
Yes. I do. I get very excited.
Okay.
Well, do you know who Aiden Ross is, Shime?
I sure do.
Okay. Well, he launched a $70,000 Hurricane Milton Survivor Challenge. He offered $70,000 to somebody chasing Hurricane Milton, and two streamers accepted the challenge.
Same guy who is offering $100,000 to Lieutenant Dan.
Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, guy makes a lot of money.
Yeah, clearly.
Ton. So the two that accepted the challenge streamed themselves getting into very dangerous situations during their chase. Streamer Mike Smalls Jr. survived a life-threatening situation while Shuvi, who is another streamer, was arrested for allegedly breaking into a building. So he tried to break into a building to chase the storm. I don't really understand it. He was charged with armed burglary, trespassing, and crisis profiteering. There's like screenshots. If you're watching on Twitch, I believe... Yeah, Mitch is showing. Sorry, I don't know why the one on our big screen isn't showing it, but the one that everybody else can see is showing what they were live streaming. And there's screenshots of Aiden, who was saying, like, dude, get out of there, like, evacuate. This is getting too much. Okay, like, he was trying to protect them. It's a little too late.
Yeah, but not his fault. Like, this drives me crazy. It's like back to the 80s and Tipper Gore blaming, you know, heavy metal for people doing drugs or people being violent or blaming movies. Like, the guy's a streamer. If he offers you $70,000 to go do something illegal in a storm, it's not his fault.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it.
Of course not. No. What is going on?
No, he should not be held accountable for them doing it. But, like, you should also not be offering $70,000 to somebody to put their life.
You guys are such hypocrites. If he offered them $70,000 to go rob a bank, it's not his fault?
Well, I mean, why is that his fault?
No, because that's...
Wait,
Time out. Robbing a bank is illegal.
Well, she just said breaking into a place.
Chasing a storm is not illegal.
But he didn't tell the guy to break in. That guy chose to do that on his own.
I thought you said breaking into...
Oh, they're trying to blame him and say that it was irresponsible to offer this during a storm. But there are people who go storm chasing.
Yes.
Robbing a bank is illegal.
Well,
you would be an accomplice.
She said there was a... Courtney said, I'm listening to the news, that they broke into a building.
One guy did.
I didn't know if that was part of it.
No. He chose to do that. I also, during the hurricane, it was so wild watching, like, the I'm gonna blank on their name, but it's the group of people that go up in a plane to go into the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, weather people.
Well, they have a specific name, the ones that go into hurricanes.
Yeah.
And it's, talk about, for a guy that doesn't like turbulence, yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's like, grab my phone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're going to need more than my phone up there. No, that's what they're like, you know, yeah. They get the insights of the storm.
Yeah, it's just, it's
like
amazing.
Twister, the movie I just saw.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or Twisters.
The good thing is that you can offer up a little bit of money. And the idiots of America will do whatever you ask them to do.
That's 70K, I'll chase a storm.
you would?
I mean, I don't have to catch it, right? you're not telling me I got to catch it, so.
Yeah.
Sad news: Ethel Kennedy has passed away at the age of 96. Mm. The widow of Robert Kennedy died yesterday morning. Joe Kennedy released a statement saying, "It is with our hearts full of love that we announce the passing of our amazing grandmother, Ethel Kennedy. She died this morning from complications related to a stroke suffered last week." But 96.
And how is she related to John F. Kennedy?
She would be the aunt.
Okay.
She was married to his brother, Bobby Kennedy.
Would it be JFK Jr.?
Huh?
Wait.
What?
No.
What are you confused about?
John Kennedy, the one that was assassinated, would be his aunt?
No, it would be
Junior's.
It would be his sister.
Right, so Junior. Yeah. I was just making sure that because JFK.
Yeah, I may have confused you there. So she was married to Robert. She was a very, very loyal wife.
Mm-hmm.
He had apparently had a lot of affairs. In fact, including one with Jackie Kennedy, who was her sister-in-law. She was, I don't know if you'd be able to, for the good of the marriage, to stick around.
Not a chance in France.
But, certainly Ethel Kennedy did.
So Robert slept with...
Now, this is RFK's mom, mm-hmm. RFK Jr.'s mom.
Yes.
I don't know if he'll be invited to the funeral or not because they don't like him.
The
rest of the family doesn't like RFK because he differs with them politically.
Right. The Kennedys hate Trump because he's a womanizer.
So that's Connor Kennedy's grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Connor Kennedy dated Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. There's too many Kennedys.
I don't want this to end.
I mean, the only one I know is JFK.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah,
well, and you know JFK Jr.
Yeah,
died in a plane crash.
Two. Yeah.
But how can you grow up here, Wiggy, like you did all your life?
Right.
And be nearly 50 years old.
Yes.
And you don't know who the various members of the Kennedy family
I know
family
JFK
are.
And JFK Jr. One was the president, and Robert, I heard the name before, but what was he? He was in politics or something.
He was going to run for president.
But the fact that they all...
They're thinking of Jr., though.
The fact that they have disavowed RFK Jr. is... There is no more perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Of the sad state of affairs in this country right now, where that's family. Oh. And they basically hate the guy because his opinion politically differs.
It makes me sick.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Whoa.
It really
family
does.
Family and politics don't mix.
It really does. Like, it's
sad.
It's horrible. Yeah. So I hope they allow him to come to the funeral and all the rest of such.
Agreed.
We have more news.
Yes.
We'll get to that coming up.
Okay.
Including would Wiggy eat it, mm-hmm. and what happened at a barbecue in North Carolina. We have confirmed that it was North Carolina, correct?
Yes.
All right. So that is coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I'm in the Twitch chat. Jay Jance fan that says they disavowed him because he's nuts. Stop it. We all have a family member who's nuts.
Is that the one with the funny voice?
Yes. There may be some of you who are the family member who is nuts, and you don't know it.
I certainly am.
All right?
Yeah.
I'm right here.
I know I ain't.
Let people live.
Yeah.
We need to come together in this country.
Greg, families don't mix, though. Come on.
Not grow farther apart.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
People can disagree on things. Doesn't make anybody a bad person.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
The Bruins win their home opener 6-4. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 20 saves in the win. And Jim Montgomery, happy with the game and Swayman's performance, but still thinks there are things they need to clean up.
We got to clean things up. I mean, we gave up 2 face-off goals. We had 4 icings tonight that I didn't like. I didn't think we had 5 with the last one. 2 ended up causing goals, and 2 ended up with them going on the power play. So that's the part of the game management part that we need to be better at. Jeremy Swayman was good. He made the saves that he could. Again, there's backdoor tap-ins that because our coverage isn't solid yet.
The Niners get the win in Thursday Night Football 36-24 over the Seahawks. Brock Purdy completed 18 of 28 passes for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns. Congratulations are in order to Shime, who nailed the Geno Smith bet. He did go over 250 passing yards.
All right, Shime. I feel a streak starting right now.
I hope so, man. I'm really hoping that we can really get something going here.
I nailed it.
I think that we need to play James saying nailed it every time he gets a bet right. We'll get at least twice more this season.
Yeah. And you picked Drake May to go over a touchdown for this week. That was your lock for the weekend?
No, it wasn't my lock pick for the weekend. I have an actual lock for you. I just was picking Drake May to have a touchdown because I like Drake May to have a touchdown.
Yeah, well,
so if you
want
to write that one down as well, I have like an actual other lock pick that I am locking it as my
Courtney
favorite
wants
of the
your locks, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of this weekend, excellent college football weekend tomorrow, Wiggy.
Yeah, there's some good games. The Red River rivalry, which is going to be good. I'm hoping Texas.
Why is that at noon? That was always at noon. I love that. It's 3:30.
I have no idea. I'm hoping Texas loses now. That'll open the door for Georgia to climb back up into the potentially the number one spot or one of the top 2 teams in the SEC.
Greg, I don't often do this. I've only had one other pick, and it was Notre Dame to cover against Louisville.
Yes.
I absolutely love the Oregon Ducks.
All right.
+3 Saturday night at Eugene, and I love the over.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
Ducks over Ohio State because they're a bunch of cretins.
Okay.
And I love Lanning and the Ducks. +3 in the over.
Okay, Curtis.
Put it in your pipe.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just writing that down in my spreadsheet, just so we...
Oh, you're getting Curtis's locks,
Well, I mean, if we're going to give locks, we got to make sure that we keep people
I don't
accountable.
Have locks, sadly.
I respect it.
All right, well, that's what's trending right now. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you very much. Oh, no. Buckeye says that's a loss of the Twitch chat. I wonder if he's biased. 46 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 67.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.